Okay, did you need my help in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Lol, how about you do the cooking for once instead of waiting for your wife, who's obviously busy to cook? These kind of women stay the hell away from them. Oh, 1 second. What did she say? Wait, 1 second. Where's the mic? 1 second. 1 second. Say that again. I have come together again with one of my charity who I trust, alhamdulillah, who had the 100% donation policy. We are now raising funds to build houses for those who have been homeless due to natural disasters in Afghanistan, Syria and Pakistan. Please donate whatever you can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala build you guys a home for helping and enabling them to have a house.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. This is a clear-cut refutation video. I'm not joking. A raw, dirty pink. I think that's what Dishan said, that it looks like a dirty pink color. For a reason, because I've been speaking to the feminists, so I thought, you know, pink, maybe they can resonate to that. Here is a video that I shared yesterday giving the men a reminder about how they should be patient with their womenfolk when they're cooking at home. Only a feminist can do the twist that they did on this video. Let's watch for ourselves, inshallah.
So my wife was late cooking today. I'm hungry, I'm starving, I've been fasting, I've been working. How could she do that? Relax yourself, Rav. Our wives can delay food. For whatever reason it may be, these things happen. My wife got a bit caught with other stuff today, spent on that outside, she had an appointment. So the food was late. Meaning right now, I'm gonna break my fast with a date. And I thought to myself, instead of sitting at home, no problem, these things happen. I'll be going inshallah to the gym right now to do a jog. When I'm back, the food should be ready. Brothers, you need to understand sometimes there are situations, there's things that happen in the house, she gets busy with A, B, C, D, whatever it may be. Be understanding. You will never see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever make a fuss about food, ever. This is the sunnah we follow. Not the red pill, not feminism, none of that. We follow the sunnah, inshallah. Just a little reminder in Ramadan for the brothers, be patient. Be patient, brothers and sisters, inshallah.
So guys, as you saw for yourself, not in a million years, myself or my wife would have ever thought that someone so deluded, so perverted, could take such a video where I am reminding and giving nasiha to men to be patient when things don't arrive on time. For many good reasons. My wife specifically had an appointment. She came early. Actually, she came home around 5:30. So there was a good 2 hours, 10 minutes to cook. She had plenty of time, alhamdulillah. But still, it's not that deep. You know, things happen. It was late. No problem. Look at the comment section. Before we go to the comment section, actually, you know what? Let's go to the comment section first. Then we're going to go to the video with me and my wife and how we react to these toxic, radical, tapped in the head feminists. This is what they are. If you ever wonder why brothers like Mehdi, who have some extreme views, quite a lot of extreme views, exist, and why the red pill movement exists, and why our young men are going and following them, just read these comment sections I'm about to read you. And then we're going to watch the video with me and my wife and how they managed to change this whole thing into something it's not. Here are the comment section. I'm going to read it. Here we go. So basically, this is from one of the sisters. Lol, how about you do the cooking for once instead of waiting for your wife, who's obviously busy to cook? Oh wait, that makes me a feminist, right? My bad. Did you make this video and thought doing something special now and doing something to be praised for, having patience when the food is delayed, shouldn't even be something to discuss? It's the bare minimum. But I forgot that men are always praised for doing the bare minimum. Or like, why don't you take her out to eat? If there wasn't enough time to cook, she was probably also fasting and is hungry and would be happy about it. But no, you are to praise because you didn't complain about the delayed food to your wife. Respect you for your patience, Ali. Yes? And this is the same woman towards the end of the comment tells me about, oh, you men who rape and kill and this, do this and this to woman, yeah? These are the issues that we're facing. Now let's read again. And not only that, not just radical feminists, we've got people from the red pill. Nah, I wouldn't tolerate it. She has one job to do and stay home and cook. Not too much to ask. Now we have the radical feminists and the radical red pills. And another one. If you didn't have a wife and your mom is no longer in the world, are you going to starve yourself because you're waiting on someone for being late on the preparation? I don't think so. Maybe try to help so your poor belly doesn't starve. You can break your fast by drinking water. And date as recommended in the sunnah. If you're complaining, then maybe you should help. Now, guys, if you see the comment section, these radical feminists, now bear in mind, I am advising men to be patient. Which men am I talking about? Do you guys think that I sit at home and play PlayStation and Xbox? Not for a moment in that comment section did any of these females, these toxic radical feminist hijabis, said, hold on a second, maybe Ali came back from work providing for his family. Maybe Ali was tired and exhausted. Whatever it may be. And by the way, these are all speculations and assumptions that my wife needed help and that I said no. My wife was fasting or she was ill or something happened to her. What a perverted mind you must have. Now, before we conclude this video, here is a slap in the face from my wife to these radical feminists. And then we're going to conclude on some simple statements, inshallah, brothers and sisters.
So guys, I'm here having apple crumble. My wife made it because I told her to. Otherwise, it'll be peak. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's right. Anyways, you think it's a joke? Anyways, I'm joking, guys. All right. Now, guys, go back to topic. Do you remember you was out today? You had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And what did you want to do for us today?
Cook.
Okay. And by the way, you usually cook anyways, yeah? Okay. Did I say to you, you have to cook?
No.
Why did you cook? Why did you want to cook? Okay, you wanted to cook, yeah? Okay. So you went and you went to a specific dish, right? Which takes about 2 hours to cook in the...
2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours, okay. Remember when you was late and I said to you, don't worry, you can make something simple?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, am I paying you to do this?
No.
Is your life under threat?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Sorry. Okay, since the food was taking too long to cook, okay, I decided to go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did you need my help in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Now, honest, did you need my help in the kitchen? Honestly. No, be honest, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, did you, honestly?
No.
Okay, when I went to the gym, you did not say, like, can you come and help me, yeah? Okay, I thought I would go by the time my mom comes and my dad comes, I'll be back, right?
Correct.
Okay, now... People are making an assumption, number one, and you're not fasting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not forcing you, you're not fasting, yeah?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, guys, you saw that for yourself. Me and my wife, look, we have a sense of humor, okay? So, it's clear how my relationship is with my wife. I don't want to get into too much details and talk about, you know, praising myself. She knows, my wife knows what kind of a man I am, she knows what kind of a father I am, and she knows what kind of a person I am. You know, I'm alhamdulillah. And I don't want to get into too much detail because I don't want to get second wife proposals. Thank you very much. Now, I'll be very honest and blunt. Yeah, see me as someone bad, I'm happy. Me and my wife are happy. You can see me as bad, I beat my wife up. That's fine and good. The point I'm saying is the following, guys. Look how they twisted it. Now, I'm eating apple crumble in that video. After my wife cooked, she went and did apple crumble. Yeah? And I actually looked and I said, you know what? You're probably tired, but it's fine. She said, no, I want to make apple crumble for us. I said, well, you go, girl. I mean, come on, slay the day, babe. You know, like these feminists will say, you go, babe. You know, alhamdulillah, she went and made, alhamdulillah, a apple crumble. And we was eating this, laughing at the comments. And none of these radical, toxic feminists and red pill were on that video that I made. Guys, this is the problem of our ummah. This is the problem. The reason I'm doing this video is not to be petty. This shows you that the assumptions and speculations they made about me and my wife, where my wife, alhamdulillah, was cooking, she's the one who chose to cook that specific dish that day, which was a roast that takes 2 to 3 hours. I even called her myself. And by the way, when she had to go out, on the way back, she was getting some shopping. I was looking after our daughter, our kids. I was looking after our children. Alhamdulillah, yeah? I'm not mentioning this to prove a point. I'm mentioning this because all these female toxic radical hijabis who destroy family units, they did not for once say, hold on a second, maybe Ali was doing this and that. I was working at home that day, yeah? Working at home and managing 2 kids, alhamdulillah, and changing their nappies. Yes, I am proud to say that my own children, I changed their nappies when my wife was out. She had an appointment to go. She took my car, alhamdulillah, which she's insured on. I paid for the bills, electric, gas, council tax, shopping, you name it, alhamdulillah. Okay, the point is this though. None of those women for a second said, maybe Ali is working. No, 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 no. You know what this shows? This shows they don't give a single damn about what men do. And these kind of women, do not marry them, guys. I'm telling you, these kind of women, stay the hell away from them. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night and the brothers that we have traditional women. My wife loves cooking. She doesn't like me coming near the kitchen. If she needs help, which she did, by the way, I can remember that day I poured lemon juice. She told me her hands were occupied. She said, can you get the lemon? I got the lemon and I said, I'm squeezing it. She said, stop. That's the only thing I did that day. I squeezed a lemon like a real man onto that roast. That was the only thing I did. So guys, and sisters specifically, anytime you see me being harsh with this stuff, just know I'm doing it for your own betterment. Because if you carry on with this nonsense attitude with that last sister messaging about, oh, but what are you going to do if your mom and your wife is not there? Yeah? How about me coming and saying, you know what? Imagine for a second I go to my wife and say, you know, imagine that I'm not here. Who's going to pay for the rent, electric, gas, bill, insurance, tax, water? Who's going to pay for this? What a stupid, dumb thing, an analogy to give. They are expecting a man who works and provides to come home and cook. You guys are tapped in the head. Wallahi, you guys are mad. You guys are crazy. And I'll give you something to be more crazy about. How about that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I was to ask anyone to prostrate to anyone, it will be the wife to the man. Burn in your rage, sister. Yep, feminist sister. Pull your hair out. And like I always say, go to Turkey, get hair transplant. It's fine. You toxic individuals. You showed and proved to me once again that a simple nasiha that I gave to men, how you've twisted that around. And alhamdulillah, you didn't need to reply for me. Do not have an issue with people who are women, who choose to be traditional women, who serve their husbands. May Allah bless and preserve them. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, too, if he asked for anyone to bow down to anyone prostrate, it would be the wife to the husband. It's because of a good man. Anytime we say this, like the sister said, you men rape and kill, this perception of this evil man that you have in your head, keep it for yourself. Yeah? Don't paint us with the same brush. Keep it to yourself. And that's all I want to say. Did I miss anything? Shut your mouth. And in a nutshell, I am starting to see more of this trend. Anytime, and guess who's calling? My wife. Let me answer you, actually. You know what? Maybe she's going to refute you guys more. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, sorry, I'm just doing, you know, the refutation video of, you know, yesterday we refuted those feminists together. Yeah, I'm just finishing that off. Is there anything you would like to add to them? I'm doing it for YouTube. No, she's just laughing. She's saying there's nothing else to be said. And yeah, I'm live. You're also live, inshallah. Is there anything you want to give them some nasir, maybe to be a traditional woman? Oh, 1 second. What did she say? Wait, one second. Where's the mic? One second. Say that again.
I said to respect your husband.
I think we can end on that, sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And just a disclaimer before we finish, guys. Sorry there. Uqsum billahi rabbul kaaba. I'm fasting now if I call my wife to do that call. Uqsum billah. If I called her now and told her to say that. Or even call me. Yeah? There you go. You're finished. Assalamu alaikum.